Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting for Samantha. She needs our help texting her husband because she wants to go to Miami with her girlfriends for a weekend. He's not invited. They are celebrating a friend's divorce. Her husband is pretty conservative, very conservative. And she knows that, in her words, if I ask him for permission, there's going to be some tension here. So she wants our help texting him to get her clearance to go to Miami and hang out with her friends.
All right. So, and just to clarify, Samantha, how long have you all been married?
We've been married for 10 years.
Okay. Are there any young kids that he's going to be responsible for looking after while you're gone?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. So, and financially, are you guys pretty financially secure right now?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Okay. Yeah, there's no reason why he should say no.
I have a game plan already.
You do now.
We have to get her in a situation where he owes her one, so we need to set him up for an affair.
What?
She catches him.
Oh.
And then he feels so bad about it, he lets her do whatever she wants.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just go and trap him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
Not working for you guys?
That's going to take a lot of time. I'm tired.
Okay. Okay, so using your words a couple of minutes ago, you want to make sure that he feels respected, right? So maybe that's where we start.
Okay.
Probably would make it better if the ask appeared to be lighter than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like if we try to downplay it.
I would want Tiffany just to come to me and say, hey, how do you feel about me going to Miami this weekend with my girlfriends?
Simple.
I like that too. So, hey, is it cool if I go to Miami?
I would like to go more than is it cool?
Mm-hmm. Is it cool as asking for permission?
You're asking at that point.
Hey, comma, I would like to go to Miami in 2 weeks to reconnect with my girlfriends, period.
Okay. Hey, comma, I would like to go to Miami in 2 weeks to reconnect with my girlfriends.
Period. I've checked flights and they're reasonable. Are they reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're addressing everything he could possibly say right in the first text.
Yep. Yeah. I've checked flights and they're reasonable. Also checked our calendar and we're clear. And I'm clear.
Our calendar and I'm clear. Okay. So
how do you feel? I don't think we're done yet. How do you feel about me going?
See, because I feel like if you ask that and then he says, I don't like it.
Then, yeah, you're out.
You're out.
Well, then we say why, and then we get into it. I mean, at some point, this is going to come up.
Might as well. Or do we just put at the end, cool, ?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got rid of the cool in the beginning, and now we're just putting it back in at the end. Mm-hmm. But
we just got to be prepared for if he says no, well, then now we got to get into it because you're making it seem as if you're giving him an option.
We're assuming that he's going to say no.
Right.
So.
Well, even if he's not cool with it, doesn't mean we can't go.
Cool feels a little flippant, though. Like, cool? Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like something like a kid would say to their parents, like, this is cool, right? Maybe something more like, is that okay? ?
No. I would just leave it closed-ended.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right, read back what you got, Samantha.
Okay. Hey, I would like to go to Miami in a couple weeks to reconnect with my girlfriends. I've checked flights and they are reasonable. I'll check our calendar and I'm clear.
I do feel like it needs something at the end.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind?
No.
Because we don't care if he minds.
Yeah.
Are you good with that? ?
We don't have anything going on that weekend, right? Like something like that. You know what I mean?
So you're Jedi mind tricking him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To address one thing, but
I
not
like
the
it.
Other.
Yeah. So take, okay, so ready, Samantha, take out the stuff about the calendar and just put like, we don't have anything going on that weekend, right?
I like it more.
Uh-huh. Distract them.
On that weekend, right? Question mark. Okay, so I took out the stuff of the calendar. Now yep. It says, hey, I would like to go to Miami in a couple weeks to reconnect with my girlfriend. I've checked flights, and they are reasonable. We don't have anything going on that weekend, right?
Perfect. Hit send.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm nervous. Okay. Bent. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now I'm trying to just play the part of your husband. Knowing what you've told us, it's probably going to be something mm-hmm. like, no, we don't have anything going on this weekend, but...
Who you going with?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Here come all the details.
We're all going to be there.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
I'll go with you.
Oh, my God. If my husband asked me... Because I went to Miami for a friend's birthday, right? Mm-hmm. If he would have asked me what I was packing or what I was wearing...
Well, I mean, you fell in love with a guy that... That wouldn't even be an option.
No.
Right?
I'd be like, get out of here.
Oh, no. Nonsense. Okay, he responded.
Uh-huh.
One word. Seriously?
No.
Oh, ooh. I don't like that at all. What kind of response is
either.
That?
I think
you know he's typing again. Hold on. He's typing some more.
I was just going to say, match his energy and just go 100.
No, I would seriously respond back with, what kind of response is that?
I would just say, what do you mean? Question mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh?
You got more bubbles?
That's right what I was saying.
I hear the bubbles are taking forever.
It's fine. Okay. Just like let him have his bubbles. He might redeem himself with the second text.
He's steaming.
Is he the jealous type?
I mean, I wouldn't say he, well, not necessarily jealous, but he's very, I would say like protective. Oh, okay.
No, of course he would.
Heard that one.
I'm not jealous. I'm just territorial. What the hell is the difference?
Okay. We're really splitting hairs on this one.
Yes.
Of course. I knew it. Okay. We don't have anything going on, but are you going with the bad influence posse?
This guy.
He sounds like your dad.
The bad influence posse.
I would respond back with, fun fact, I can't be influenced.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything else or something different they would like to respond with?
Nope.
Have you ever made any bad decisions while you were around them?
Have I? I mean, I've gotten too drunk. That's like the worst thing I've ever done is they've influenced me to like have one too many shots. You know,
Well, that's going to happen in Miami, and I wouldn't even consider that like a bad. You just had a night out. That's not being a bad influence.
Yeah, right.
That's what I would say. Fun fact: I can't be influenced. That's why you married me. Boom.
Oh, that's good. So should I send that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Pending.
I mean, he's already got a history with you, so you know he's not going to be down with this.
Yeah.
This is going to be tense here.
I mean, and I do make him laugh, but hopefully this makes him laugh.
I think the only thing that we can hope for at the end of this is, fine, once you get that, book the tickets.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm, like, ready to click purchase. I, like, have them in the car. I'm, like, ready to purchase them. I just don't want it to be a thing.
This whole, like, see, we were talking about this earlier, man. Like, this isn't clinging, but I think, a lot of the reason why people avoid committed relationships or marriages is because they feel limiting. You know, I think there's got to be some kind of balance here where I'm still allowed to be myself. You got to trust me. And I don't feel like I'm being limited by, in all fairness, his insecurities.
Yeah. This is a him thing, not a you thing.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, can you have your freedom?
That's tough and, for most people to understand.
Right. It really is. And, you know, I think it contributes a lot to why people are unhappy in their relationships.
Yes, it does.
It's control, man.
Okay, I got a response, but he's writing some more. So his first response was, I trust you, I just don't trust them.
My favorite line. I hate it. It's such BS.
It is.
It's incredible BS. That feels insulting. If you truly trust me, it doesn't matter what's going on around me.
There it is.
Boom.
And you got to put that. You have to put the word feel in there. My therapist has told me that's really important. That feels insulting, not that's insulting. That feels insulting.
Okay, send it.
Everybody?
Yes, send it.
Okay, here it go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, let the battles begin.
See, this is the thing that, in my opinion, make the best and the healthiest couples. And I would suggest that Kristen and Bart
are one of those couples. I would suggest our friends Joel and Molly are that type also.
Molly and I are going away for a weekend together.
I don't trust that. that they and you guys allow each other to be, to live your lives, right? It's not just about the two of you guys. The love is always going to be there, but you're allowed to be individuals within your own relationship.
I can't tell you how excited I would be if my husband came to me and said, hey, Markham, Otis, and I are going to Vegas for the weekend.
Oh, the bad influence posse?
Yes. I would be like, yes, go have some fun.
Malcolm, Otis, and Bart feels like the safest group of guys I have ever heard of.
It's Markham.
Markham.
Even so.
And that's their Markham in the middle.
And that's their last names.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a response, and he wrote, really? So if I go with my boys to Vegas while you're in Miami, you'd be okay with that? I mean, and honestly, yes, I would be. Yes.
And there it is.
Say that.
Yes.
Say yes.
Okay.
Oh, I see what he's doing here.
Because I trust you.
Yes.
Yes, because I trust you.
Little do we know, he also has Vegas flights pulled up right now. They're both ready to book.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be hilarious.
Okay. Immediate bubbles, you guys. He's like, now he's firing off.
I wonder if he is going to dig in and go, fine, I'll book the tickets.
No, I think that he's like, he's flipping the tables, turning the tables.
That's a new level of petty.
He deserves, he works really hard. He should go to Vegas with his friends.
He's going
to
be out there miserable because he didn't really want to go.
Right. He's tired.
He's thinking about her the whole time.
And his other friends, their wives won't let him go, so he's there by himself.
He's just in a club in a corner somewhere like, I miss my wife.
Come on.
Does he have any friends, though, that you know are not on the up and up when it comes to their marriage? Because would that change?
No,
actually, all of his friends are terribly sweet. And to be quite honest, like, this conversation is very real for me because I do trust him so much that, yeah, he's got, like, a couple of friends that, not that I don't like them, but they're, you know, they're kind of jerks sometimes and they do really dumb things. But I don't not trust him. I think he's totally trustworthy.
I think... I think in my case, it was like, if you're going with Bert, you know he's going to make get everybody super duper hammered. And I would rather.
Yeah, he brought the water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a response.
Okay.
So he says, okay, I'm fine with it. I trust you. Did the BIP get a discount on Skank Air? I don't know what a BIP is.
That's the bad influence posse, Samantha.
Wow. Oh, Skank Air. That's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
Wow. So you got your yes. You got your yes.
I got my yes.
You had to throw his jab in there.
Yes, but I got it.
Yeah, you got your yes.
Okay.
So
and you should put, you need to respond. Be like, duh, skanks fly for free.
I would ignore the comment, the insult part, and just say, thank you for trusting me.
Boom. I would ha-ha it because it's a joke. So if you have an iPhone, okay. I would ha-ha that text and then
okay, I'm gonna ha-ha the text.
Be polite with Bert's text.
Thank you for your trust. I love you.
Okay. Thank you for your trust. I love you. Send.
That man is going to put one of those Apple tags up your butt.
Oh, he said, I do hear skanks get free nuts on the plane.
Okay, this guy. He's a football comedian. Okay.
Oh, he got jokes now.
Oh, it's all hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Look, you got your yes. It's all good.
Don't sell past the yes.
Right, right. Now book your tickets right now.
The non-refundable ones.
Right, before you get home, because now he's going to have, what, 5-6 hours to think about it. And if you buy your tickets, they are non-refundable. Ain't no turning back, okay?
Yeah, go to Miami.
Woo!
Hey.
Gonna love it.
Book your tickets right now, okay? I'm not kidding. I mean, book your tickets right now.
All right, have fun, girl. Don't do nothing stupid.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Have a great time.
VIPs.
Bye.
The Bert Show.